How to match your tie knot with your shirt collar style. So there is a system for choosing the best tie knot style. Simply put, you should look to coordinate your necktie knot with your shirt collar's shape. Most men know how to tie a necktie, one way or another. Out of convenience, laziness, and blissful ignorance, though, they match the one known knot with every shirt collar type they encounter. So it's not a crime. You're not going to get arrested. No one's going to stop you. Well, maybe if you stop by here in Wisconsin and I see it, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest. No, really, guys. It's the reason you want to do this is it's simply going to look better. And I give two reasons why, you know, I think overall, but really it fails to capture the natural harmony between the right tie knot's lines and the shape of the shirt collar. It, you know, for me to put this into one sentence, it just looks better when you, if you've got a large space up there, that you fill it with a little bit larger of a knot. And when you have a small space, that you fill it with a smaller knot. It works proportionally. And mix matching can cause the shirt's collar or tie knot to look extremely large or small. So the opposite of that, of it actually looking better, is that it can actually really just exaggerate some of your features. And on the wrong man, it can, well, let's just say it can almost make you look like a clown. So what tie knot is best for you? I break this down into four parts. There are four things you should weigh when deciding which necktie knot to tie. One, the shirt collar type. Two, your body type. Three, the necktie design. And four, the tie construction. So let's go ahead and get into each of these. All right, so jumping right into this. How the dress shirt collar type affects what tie knot you should choose. So as a general rule, you want to match the knot to the shirt collar type, meaning that different shirt collars have varying notch sizes and point angles that create a range of tie knot gaps and sizes. A widespread collar whose points extend out at an angle greater than 90 degrees requires a larger and more triangular shaped necktie knot, while a straight point collar whose points extend out at an angle less than 60 degrees calls for a narrow and longer shaped tie knot, one that's a lot smaller. So men with a larger neck size should wear a tie knot that fits proportionally. And in addition, if they have a larger head, the same thing. On the other hand, tall and skinny men are better off wearing a slightly smaller and longish shaped knot. So let's talk about specific tie knots and the shirt collar styles they match. So the four-in-hand knot. The four-in-hand knot is one of the oldest tie knots that originated in England towards the end of the 19th century. That said, it is probably easily the most common knot we see here in the Western world. For the four-in-hand, it's going to be best any type of classic turn-down collar to a point collar. Once you start going beyond medium spread, I'm going to say that you really should be looking at some other knots, something like the half Windsor or even the Windsor, and because the four-in-hand is just a smaller knot, and you're going to want to go with a tie space that is smaller and is more proportional for that. The half Windsor. The half Windsor is a smaller version of the Windsor knot, although it is not actually half of the Windsor and it's not half the size. It's more like 75%. And it's very different than the Windsor knot, but they just call it the half Windsor for some strange reason. I like it. It's like a halfway knot, and you can actually wear it with a very wide range of collar styles. So you can wear it with medium spreads. You can wear it with a point. You just can't wear it with really extreme point collars. And the half Windsor, it can be worn, I think, with a full spread collar, but anything that goes past a full spread to an extreme spread, you're going to want to look towards even a more triangular knot. So let's talk about the Windsor knot. This is the big one. This is the one that if you watch SportsCenter, you're going to see Shannon Sharpe and some of these other guys trying to pull off. And, you know, they do a pretty good job. These are big guys. They've got big necks. They've got pretty decent sized heads. Although if Shannon had a bit more hair, I think the knot would look better. But at the end of the day, the Windsor knot, it's classic. It's been around a long time. And it's going to look great with collar styles that are spread out. So classic spreads, wide spreads, it's going to look good. Once, if you start going with any type of point collar, though, it's going to actually cause the collar to roll up because the collar is going to be trying to go over the knot as it starts to go under the collar. So you want to avoid any type of point collar and the Windsor knot. Just a bad combination. So in summary, what tie knot is best for you? All right, we covered the shirt collar types. We talked briefly about body type, and actually it's more neck and the head size that you're looking at, and overall total body size. The necktie design, we didn't get into that and construction. And what I mean by, you know, when we say these are factors, it's more of the thickness of the necktie. Be aware that less expensive or there are some very lightweight neckties out there, that these ones you're going to require, especially if it's a really thick one, you're going to sometimes want to go with a smaller knot, because if you think about it, a thicker necktie, even when tied into a smaller knot, is going to be larger than if you've got a very, very lightweight necktie. It's made from, you know, it doesn't have as many folds over within the tie. You could actually, you're going to get a, perhaps a much larger knot. Depending, I mean, if you had two ties right next to each other, but one of them is made from a thicker material, that one is, assuming that you tie the exact same type of knot, you're going to just get a bigger knot from it. Another thing that, you know, you'll hear sometimes is if you're a shorter man or a taller man and you've got a necktie which the length isn't perfect for you. Let's say you're a larger man and you've got a very, well, a regular size necktie and you actually need a longer size necktie. You may find that you've got to go with a simple knot or a simple four in hand, simply because if you tie a longer knot or one that requires an extra few folds over, you're going to find that that tie, no matter how you tie it, is going to be too short for you. So in those cases, you're going to have to pay attention to those factors as well. All right, that summarizes this section on how to match your tie knot with your shirt collar style.